And we're back with Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. And as we've been discussing, following last night's primary results, the major party candidates for governor of Massachusetts are now set. It's now a contest between the Democrat, Attorney General Martha Coakley, and Republican Charlie Baker, both of whom prevailed last night. They'll be joined on the November ballot by three independent candidates.
Last night was also an exciting night in the 6th Congressional District as Democratic Congressman John Tierney fell to Marine veteran Seth Moulton. In a moment, we'll hear from Moulton. But first, let's turn to the winner of the Republican primary, Charlie Baker, the former CEO of Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare.
Baker beat his Tea Party challenger Mark Fisher handily by almost 50 percentage points, and he joins us now. And Charlie Baker, welcome back to Radio Boston. Good to have you.
Hey, how are you?
Very well, and congratulations to you. It occurred to me, winning by almost 50 points, you can only go down from here.
You know, the way I think about it is I'm now 1-1.
There you go. Listen, let me ask you, though, what seems like a big hurdle for you. Last time you ran for governor in 2010 against Deval Patrick, you lost the women's vote by 24 percentage points. Arguably, that represents a big advantage for your opponent, Martha Coakley. How do you plan to take that on?
Well, you know something? I've spent the better part of the past year campaigning across the Commonwealth, talking to people of kind of all stripes and all walks of life, and talking to them about my vision for building a stronger economy and better schools and better communities. And those are issues, frankly, that are important to everybody. They're important to men. They're important to women. They're important to people. And I'll tell you, when I knock doors, especially in cities, and I come across a mom, the first thing they usually ask me about is, you know, what are you going to do about schools? I don't have enough choices for my kids. And I think for most people, and I would say for most women, the issues that matter most are the ones that are closest to home. What's this guy or gal going to do with respect to building a stronger economy? How are they going to make sure that the schools I send my kids to every morning are good ones? And how am I going to know that they're going to be doing the kinds of things working with our local communities to make sure that they're safe, thriving places where you'd want to grow up and raise a family?
Hmm. Charlie Baker, let's listen to a clip of tape from Attorney General Martha Coakley last night when she previewed, I guess you could say, a line of attack that you're probably going to hear a lot of over the next couple of months. Let's listen.
Charlie Baker believes in an economy that works for a few at the top while everybody else is on their own. And we believe in an economy that works for everyone, including women, people of color, and new immigrants to our state.
So, Charlie, what's your response to that line of attack that, as I said, you're going to hear a lot of in the next couple of months?
You know, the Democrats have been in charge of Beacon Hill for the past 7 or 8 years, and I don't think most of the audiences she was just talking about would tell you that things have gotten a heck of a lot better over the course of that period of time. Martha Coakley and most of the rest of the Democrats opposed giving people in urban communities more options with respect to education by opposing the lifting of the charter school cap, which has overwhelming support in communities of color, especially urban communities of color around the Commonwealth. I think in many ways the larger conversation about economics and all the rest, most people in Massachusetts have been paying far more in taxes over the course of the past 5 years. The Attorney General's talked about raising spending by as much as $2.5 billion and has made no bones about the fact that she's going to raise taxes to pay for that. And if you look at who paid for the vast majority of the tax increases of the past 7 or 8 years, it was working people. And I think in some ways what I hear when I'm talking to working people, regular people around the Commonwealth, the overwhelming message I hear from them is they want somebody who's going to go up to Beacon Hill, serve as a check on the legislature, get spending under control, and frankly, treat state government with the same thriftiness that they live their lives with, which they just don't see day in and day out up there.
Well, let me ask you about spending and taxes, because in the Boston Globe today, columnist Renee Loth takes issue with your stance on taxes, saying that the tax burden in Massachusetts is lower now than it was when Bill Weld was governor. And she writes this, that it's a disservice to the voters and his own intellect to campaign as if necessary public investments come free. How do you respond to that?
We're spending $38 billion to manage our state government these days. It was about a $12.5 billion budget when I worked in state government back in the 90s. I mean, I think we can have, everybody can debate, and we should debate, what the appropriate size of government is. But anybody who doesn't think there's big opportunities to reform state government and come up with smarter and better and more effective ways of doing business isn't being honest with themselves about the other side of this equation either. And I think we should always go into these conversations believing that there are big opportunities to come up with smarter and better and cheaper ways to do things. That's the approach. I mean, all I heard when I joined state government in 1991 was that we would have to raise taxes to balance the budget. It's all I heard over and over and over again. And over the course of the next 8 years, we cut taxes 27 times and grew our economy by 500,000 jobs and reformed state government pretty much from top to bottom. And most people would tell you at the end of that process it worked better than it did at the beginning.
Well, let me ask you one more question before I let you go. The Attorney General has called for a people's pledge in this race for the governor. That would be to not accept outside money and super PAC funding. You said on our air this morning that this is a silly idea, a political stunt. Why? Do you think big money is an issue? And why won't you take the pledge?
I said having Martha Coakley say this was ridiculous because the first super PAC ad that was aired in this race was a negative ad that was run against me by an organization that's affiliated with her campaign, and it actually contributed thousands of dollars through the union loophole to her campaign.
Yeah, but here's an opportunity to start fresh.
She was calling for this so-called People's Pledge, they were running a $1 million ad campaign of negative attacks against me. So the idea that somehow she's above all this, I think it's just ridiculous.
But, I mean, here's an opportunity to start fresh and say, okay, I'll accept the challenge. Let's do it.
We are going to do everything we can to deliver our positive message out there about how we can grow our economy and improve our schools and build great communities around the Commonwealth and serve as a check on the legislature. And that's where we're going to focus our time and attention in this race. I think this other stuff is a distraction, and it just represents the fact that the Attorney General doesn't have a plan and doesn't have a vision for the future of Massachusetts.
All right, that's Charlie Baker. He's the Republican Party candidate for governor. Charlie Baker, thanks so much for joining us.
Okay, guys, take care.